Welcome back, student. Let us get into an important chapter in materials management. What we will look into the subject is more towards an objective of materials management. How do we do effectively? What are the deliverables? How do we manage it? The clear objective which we would like to state here is to understand the various goals of materials management. What are the goals towards achieving the effective materials management? To know various secondary objectives, in most of the materials management there is a primary objective which are related directly to procurement as well as materials management. There are secondary objectives which are more related to how do we manage and support the primary objectives. Then understanding of interdependence of conflicts, primary objectives. There are possibilities some kind of time or situation that we may end up in conflicts of achieving a primary objective, and how do we manage that effectively. And then of course importance of policies and procedures. Without a clear policy and based on that policy clear procedures are drafted, very difficult to manage materials management. So let us focus on this objective and understand this clearly as a part of materials management processes. The material management enables supply the materials at lowest possible cost, which we know all about what is effective of delivering materials, which is primary importance is of lowest possible cost, best prices as well as best in time. These are the three focus that which any purchase managers will look into it. The materials manager must take into account both the long term and short term effects of his actions. It elaborates some of the time we have to work based on tactical situation which are to work on day to day activity. Some of them are short term, which are more towards like a month or a quarter, and then looking more towards long term perspective, which are beyond a period of 1 year and ahead, and also the actions which you will take and the effects of those actions which are to be properly drafted. Then he must also consider the impact of his operations on the cost of other activities within the organization. Whatever cost which are being incurred to achieve certain activity within the organization, which are very critical to be known to procurement function. So what is the impact of those costs, and how do we really effectively manage our materials and overall cost, so as our pricing principles and policies are customer focused, and then achieve the better market of our products. Each objective of materials management contributes to the achievement of some overall company objectives. No objective stand alone. All the objectives are dependent on on other policies. Mainly it is more towards objective of the company. Whatever the company objectives are to be achieved through various means and ways, and those are to be elaborated, and each function will have to contribute their own inputs and other supports to achieve that company's overall objective. If the contribution is made directly by the materials function, we call it as a primary objective. We spoke about it sometime before about primary and secondary. What here talking about the cost which are involved directly by the materials function is called primary objective, and we have to have focus on this primary objective effectively and to achieve an optimal procurement capability as well as the cost which we can deliver to the final products. If it is indirect and results from the materials management assistance to another department in achieving its objective, we call it as a secondary. It is also some of the costs which are incurred by the materials function to support another function. For an example, if we are supporting a production department by doing the maintenance activity which is not directly involved with the product product input cost, but it is a secondary the activity, but it is also contributes some level of cost to achieve the final product. So this is called secondary objective. Primary objectives of material management, we try to list out a few of them here. You can look at that. One is definitely the lowest price possible to procure that. Secondly, high inventory turnover. Invest less amount and and turn around the inventory much faster. So as you know, some of the possibility of achieving this is, one is, you know, your redundancy reduces. You will always have the best product and the latest product, latest manufactured inputs. So this helps for quality of your final product, and also ensures you have a least management of material handling as well as your in-house management of material production. Low cost acquisitions and position, and of course we have to have focus on the low cost acquisition and position of those staff from time to time. Continuity of supply. Procurement activity involves one important commitment is to get lowest price and also continuous supply. If the price is low and the product is not coming on time or not available time to time, then there is a problem. So there is a production loss or customer loss. It's natural. So as to, we have to ensure continuity of supply. Consistency of quality. One time a product input coming, you know, right quality, and second time it is, you know, rejected, or some substandard items are coming, or some mix-up of some substandard inputs are coming. So that is not consistent. So consistency is every time, all the time. The inputs are on time as well as on the quality parameters are absolutely as per definitions. Low payroll cost. And how do we manage effectively our manpower, and how do we effectively still bring in processes? Few of them are defined by process and procedures, few of them to be managed through automation, few of them to be done in such a way so it is optimally managing our manpower cost according to our overall objective. Favorable supplier relations. Very important is, if we maintain a better relationship with the supplier, naturally the collaboration between the supplier and buyer will be at its best. In this process, what we achieve is we will get a better support from supplier, and also we will get better products, and time to time also there will be a huge visibility among what is happening between supplier premises versus what is our production schedule. How do we manage this effectively? Development of personnel. Every function needs a continuous development of skill set toward achieving our overall primary objective, and of course to support secondary objective as well. In this process, what we have to go on and do it time to time is developing personnel towards following all our processes and procedures, redefine some of the procedures which need to be refined according to the needs of time to time. And of course, the last one, anything which we have to look at is our past records and as well as the current record management. If we do effectively all this record management, we can look at what are the deliveries and how do we deliver our objective, and where we can improve upon, be it a cost or the continuation of supply or at a quality or anything related to the primary objective. This kind of record maintenance also helps to look at what overall performance of the materials function, and how do we optimize some of the activities which are non-value added, and effectively manage our overall manpower as well as the skill development towards achieving our primary objectives. Some of the secondary objectives of materials management is listed here, which is talking about favorable reciprocal relations. It is how do we interact with each function within the company, how do we reciprocate to achieve their objective by helping some of the inputs as well as some kind of assistance from materials function. New materials and products, it is possible sometime we may have to get into a new product development and to get those inputs. These are all initially to establish our product in the market. Some of the activity related to the new materials and product is one of our secondary objective listed over here. Economic make or buy. Time to time we may decide whether to make in-house or it outsourced. This kind of analysis is possible looking at our primary records which we are maintaining, what would be the best options to produce or to make, and how we can bring this knowledge and capability of the supplier to meet our requirement. This is economic or make or buy decision which is supported by materials function. Standardization. If we have to really improve upon, we have to standardize many processes and procedures So the set of activities are more standard, and anybody comes into that place, whether it's a new employee or a person is already working on, or we have to substitute with somebody else, it is natural that standard methodology and processes helps to achieve this our overall objective. Product improvement. It is possible that we can bring in the knowledge and capability by interacting with the external agencies as well as our supplier, through whom we can get the market inputs and insights which can be shared with our own internal team, which can help our product improvement and to deliver a better product and a better cost efficient manner. Departmental harmony, though every function will have primary and secondary, it is also important to help department which are dependent on your activities, so as to help to achieve their primary objective. So it is very harmonious way it is managed, so as you know, it is give and take, and at the end of the day, overall company's objective is achieved. And forecast. We may have to do forecasting of our procurement activity as or materials management activity, so as we can plan those inputs to do effectively our activities based on these forecasts. This forecast also helps to define where the primary objectives can be achieved effectively, but looking at our data point using various records which we are maintaining, so as you know, it is best to focus on that. Acquisitions, and how do we acquire knowledge, capability, as well as some kind of know-how from our vendor, which is more part of helping our own internal team as well as our production activity, so as the acquisition helps to improve upon the overall objective. Achieving objectives of materials management, holding down prices, intelligent timing of purchases. The time moving on, the prices also goes and fluctuate, depends upon various inputs time to time. So it is necessary to hold the price at least for a short term and long term perspective, so as we can effectively commit to our customer in a longer duration of a standard prices. Secondly, intelligent timing of purchases. It is possible some of our inputs are, you know, fluctuates and all, again it's a seasonal type of input, so it is very that intelligence of materials function to ensure procure those kind of timely inputs and save certain kind of cost and achieving the overall objective at the end of the day. So though we are holding some inventory time to time, but at the end of the day, meeting our objective, it is very effective. Assuring consistency of quality and reliability, as we continuously stating that one is the quality is the prime most important for any input comes in, so as we can commit to our customer our product quality as well as assurance and the consistency towards retaining the customer loyalty. Reliability, how good our vendors are reliable, how much we can trust on them, how good we are on that by collaborating with them, be transparent with them, so as we can achieve this kind of consistent and consistent quality and reliability of vendors, so as we can establish our own relations within our own internal functions. Regulating inventory, we talked about inventory turnover, we talked about inventory management, how do we optimally do inventory management, how do we regulate our inventories, how effectively we invest on inventory which we are holding, whether it is finished goods or it is an input, so as how at the overall objective of the cost is the cost reduction as well as consistency of quality is achieved. Cutting operating costs, if we are effective on managing inventory, timely supply, quality, naturally our operational activities will be as per scheduled, so as it is possible that we can achieve that on time, or sometime even we can improve upon our processes within our own system and give a better operating cost. Effects of business changes. When sales are expanding, materials management focus will be continuity of supply, consistency of quality. is attention towards inventory turnover or less prices will be lesser or inadequate. What does it mean? If the demand is high and business is expanding, the requirement is more towards achieving the customer requirement rather than of looking at what is our own focus on our primary objective of getting the price versus quality or etc. So, what the focus will be more towards in this kind of scenario is getting the product and consistency of the quality and sometime or you know by to achieve our own overall objective of customer satisfaction, we may intend to, we may unintentionally spend more money or more prices towards buying. So that kind of effect happens if the demand is much higher and then supplies are more related to your more than your capability. So the focus is little bit moves out of prices, but still we maintain consistency of quality and supply. During slump period, it is possible that this kind of focus turns towards optimum inventory or to avoid being overstored. It is possible if the business is slump, our focus will be more towards holding optimum inventory and not overstocking, etc. But the effective procurement or purchase manager to manage both scenario effectively so as the overall optimal inventory is managed at the same time we are holding the price and also consistently supplying and always stick to our quality standard. During the period of scarcity, simple act of locating sources of supply may become the single most objective. It is possible sometime there is a shortage of imports, and that time we will be spending more time towards locating the supplier and vendor and from where we can source and not looking towards quality or pricing. But I would still state it's not pricing but still quality is an primary objective to achieve our overall finished good. So naturally the focus to be shifted towards where is the supplier rather than looking for the supplier established within the system or identifying a supplier etc. process is taking a step back but looking more towards achieving getting those materials on time. No cash. Materials manager is under pressure to get along with a little stock in order to make cash available for other purposes. It is possible sometime in the company the working capital investment is a challenge. At that moment the contribution from materials manager is very important and he has to work under severe condition through which he has to manage the inventory turnover effectively, keeping our vendor informed, more collaboration, better way of getting the products like just in time so as our products are coming in time and then it is assembled or produced and moves faster so as to get the revenue going on. The revenue generation process is important on this kind of scenario and materials manager should be on their toes to achieve this kind of activity, which definitely adds certain level of pressure, but a good effective materials management and manager knows how we can do it effectively. Balancing of objective. The most basic part of the material management job is balancing of objective, which we talked about. How do we do it? If he knows the job well and if he know what to do, it is natural he can do the balancing act very effectively. Objectives vary in importance. During a certain period, materials manager may concentrate on one objective and at the other times he may concentrate on another objective. So any function will have multiple objective and will have multiple various inputs and various outputs measured to achieve that. So in some scenario or some kind of situation, the objectives are some of the objectives are getting more important and some of the objectives are taking second step. For an example, there are certain customer we have to definitely meet their deadline. So at that time we may incur little additional cost to achieve to deliver the product on time. It doesn't mean that there is no focus. It is more towards changing or shifting our focus towards various objective, but at the same time arrive at our overall objective delivery. But at the same, at also important, and each objective when we focus, and other objectives are not to be isolated, but looking at that time to time for better management of those objectives as well. Efforts to achieve one primary objective almost necessarily involve relaxation of efforts to achieve some other objective. We spoke about with an example of, you know, transportation for a specific customers, and that we may lose little kind of additional cost of achieving that, but we have to manage it effectively. So overall delivery of that particular cost and objective is also managed at the end of the day. The material manager may be tempted to go to cheap supplier who cut prices and also cut corners on quality. So it is when we are looking at an objective, to achieve an objective, it is possible a manager look at one of the objective. For an example, is, you know, low price. The focus towards that objective is to achieve who gives at the lowest price. At that time, we may miss the importance of quality and time that may affect the performance. So naturally this kind of scenarios may emerge, and there is a conflict of objective that we should not give up. Interdependence and potential areas of conflicts in primary objectives of materials management, we have listed few of them here. For an example of primary objective, low prices of purchase. So there is a possibility then there can be high inventory turnover, low cost of acquisition and possession, continuity of supply, consistency of quality, favorable relationship with supplier. It can be affected objectively, because at that moment we may be holding a higher inventory, so turnover will be lower, so another focus elements will be shifted towards buying at lower price. High inventory turnover, low cost of acquisition and possession, low prices for material purchase, low payroll cost, continuity of supply may affect, because our focus towards is to turn around more of inventory. So at that moment we may take our eye towards achieving these objectives as well. Low cost of acquisition and possession, low prices for purchased material, high inventory turnover, goods record, which are get affected by focusing only on that particular element. Continuity of supply, low prices for purchased material, consistency of quality may get affected. Favorable relationship with a supplier of other vendors, those are supporting, that may be get affected. And of course there is a high inventory turnover, so naturally we will be holding higher inventory and turnover will be low. Consistency of quality, again, if we are regular supplier and then we are getting at a right price, so natural if we shift our focus towards consistency of supply, so low prices may not be possible, continuity of supply will get affected. Then relationship, again one of the important factors we talked about with supplier, may get affected. Low payroll cost, concentration on this objective can readily restrict achievement of all other objective, natural. So we will have focus more towards achieving the low payroll cost and shifting our importance of standardization, process management, policy, record management, all may get affected. Favorable relation with supplier, which is of course affect low pricing and other elements related to supply, and development of personal and goods records, we talked about same thing, the skill development will be lower, so a number of people less, though naturally we will have lesser focus on record management, then it lead to other complications, and later stage when we do a forecasting, when we are doing our short term, long term planning, these inputs are inadequate to decide what is right and what is not. Organization limits. In many cases, the organization structure inhibits achievement of a proper balance of objective. As it is very categorically said that the structure of the organization, it may also, give some hindrance to achieve and balance proper objectives. That one more of the possible limitations which we have to look at, and then how to overcome that within that limited, purview. If a purchasing manager is made subordinate to marketing manager, he begins to take on marketing objective rather than those of materials management. It is again the structure, the hierarchy on which this function is reporting. Naturally, the focus will be towards achieving of the primary objective of the other function and leaving beside what is important and what is the primary objective of purchase manager. So this kind of conflicts may emerge in this kind of situation. It is also possible sometime we are trying to make our boss happy and not worrying about what we have to do. This kind of scenario also challenging. A purchasing agent may give undue emphasis to the price objective and ignore the equally important objective of continuity of supply, integrity and inventory management and quality, which may get affected if we look only on the price objective. Monitoring objective. The basic job of the material manager is to translate broad company objective into specific goals for the department. He must regularly ask himself the following questions. See, any objective is created based on the company overall objective, and again it is split into various functional objective, and looking more towards of materials functional objective, again it is split further to individual people, those who are handling those area of procurement or materials management, and their objective as are defined clearly primary and secondary, and their supports which are important to be looked at that. So what type of questions materials management manager should ask himself? Question number one, has there been any change in the company objective as they prescribed by the top management? We have to look at time to time what is our primary objective stated for a particular period or duration, and is there any change in that? Is there any element get added or deleted, so as we can review our own objective and align that with the overall company objective? Are the objective of any department completely consistent with the broad organizational objective? Look at all the functions within the company. Everybody's objective is focused towards achieving the company objective, so as it is much easier, so everybody looking one single goal to achieve. Question number three, am I giving the proper relative emphasis to my perceived objective, taking into account the current business environment and its effects on broad company objective? It is also important to look at what is happening around in the environment, whether it is procurement or sales. These are based on certain assumptions and the forecast. So what is happening around? Are we achieving towards our overall company objective? Is there any changes on that? Is there a focus shift between what is originally thought and what is emerging? So how we are progressing towards the current scenario of what is planned and what is achieved versus where what to be achieved? So these kind of questions are very, very critical to focus on our own primary objective. Policies and procedures. Nothing works without a policy and of course supported by a procedure. So what is important here is the continuing reassessment of objective is reflected in the material management program. So any kind of objectives are being defined, looking at that more critically, reassess it, and whether it is reflecting what the material management function and its activity which are necessarily to be achieved. In directing the program, materials manager wants manage by exception. If possible, he wants to delegate the achievement of the program completely to his subordinate. It is also possible the materials manager wants to manage by exception. If possible, he manages most of the activity through delegation and achieve the program completely by subordinate, so as they all are committed and involved towards achieving overall company policies and procedures and to meet our objective. If everything goes as per plan, he need not intervene. If something goes wrong, he wants to learn of it. He may have to re-evaluate the objective and devise a new plan or take remedial step. So this is the prime and important knowledge-based materials manager does, who has to intervene time to time when there is a need, something goes wrong, something to be corrected at a right time. And of course, by doing that, he also will learn out of it and to do a program in the future period appropriately to overcome that kind of scenario as well being built in. He may have to reevaluate objective. The objectives are set in, and time to time when we review effects, there is possibility then some of the objectives are to be revised or modified suitably to meet our new plan or some of the remedial steps which will help to achieve the existing objective itself. Written policies and procedures guide routine performance. Many activities are routine and very mundane in nature, so it is possible and it is important as well to ensure these policies are written and procedures are drafted and is being provided as a guide to all people working in the function. So as every process and policies are defined as a parameters of standard operating procedures, so as we know why we are doing, what is objective of that particular process, and end of the day what we achieve by doing that activity. So as the consistency of delivery are managed effectively. Policies are broad, overall guides to performance. Most of the policies are in high end and it gives a overall bird's view, so as you know, to perform better, so as how it, and also it remains as a guide to help to perform better. Policies define in general terms the basic job of each department and its relation to other departments. It is again the structure of the business, the structure of the company, the organizational structure and the relation between the functions and departments are defined in this kind of overall policies and the procedures. Policies are derived from general goals and objective of department itself and the company as a whole. Very, very categorically and clearly stated here, it is derived of general goals. So as when it is defined for a department itself, it is natural that how it can be looked at overall company and also focusing on departmental deliverables. Procedures are specific administrative actions needed to carry out policies. As we stated, once the policy is a statement, whereas the procedures are steps to achieve that objectives more clearly and how and in a standard format. Procedures are derived from policies. They describe routine operations in great detail. It is the routine activity which are mundane in nature and then we do it on day in day out. So that operational activities are being drafted in a detail. It is also called standard operating procedures for each activity pertaining to any function, in particularly material function. What are the procedures we follow when we engage a supplier? What are the procedures we follow when we are procuring? What are the procedures we follow when we are creating a purchase order? What are the procedures we follow when the product is arrived? What are the procedures we follow when the product is being inspected and then if it is stored and then it released for material function? How do we account it? How do we do the evaluation of our inventory turnover, etc. is defined in this kind of detailed standard operating procedures. Progressive materials department codify literally hundreds of policies and procedures in manual that may include several hundred pages because this particular process is talking about the detailing of activities related to any activity in a function. Naturally, it runs into pages because it will help to achieve that by step by step processes and what are the input goes into, what is expected output on that, how do we measure it, how do we review it. These are all the technical inputs, including some of the tools which we use. What is the tool? How do we use the tool? What type of input goes into the tool? These elements are being defined in detail, including some of the screenshot if we are using some IT tools. So as anybody come into the role or working on that, enables them to look at that in more prescribed format and expected and final output. They invest in hundreds of hours of high priced specialist time for preparing the manual. These activities are again being not done by a simple one pager or two pager where it runs into pages. Definitely there is a time invested on every activity and captured every steps involved into that and spend hours of time and then it is many companies hire specialists to do this, so as it is the end of the day the end goal is achieved more appropriately. The manuals must be kept up to date, so frequent revisions are necessary. So all the documents which are in use is always published. So as these published documents are always available to the people performing activity related to certain function, and that functional people to have that all possess that particular document, and then any revision happening time to time are being incorporated in that document. Man will promote good interdepartmental relations, make supervision easier, encourage standard practices, improve procedures and aid in training. The manuals always help, first of all, what is the relation between interdepartmental function, what is contributed to establish a relation between function, and again how to supervise it and what is the easier method to achieve that, encourage following the standard methods and techniques rather than randomly doing time to time. So follow every steps appropriately. Improve procedure. Procedures can be modified, suitably revisited time to time, and then so on achieve more safe as well as focused deliveries. And of course it helps to achieve to training anybody comes into the system or any new person coming into the system to understand the entire process parameters. Policies and procedures manuals, the purchase department has more need for policy and procedure manual than any other department in the company, mainly because of its contact with outside supplier. So purchasing department is definitely interacting with people outside the system, it is not only departmental functional, but it's also extending their relationship beyond our boundary, which is our supplier, which is extended our own premises, which is current technically we call it. So in that scenario, this policies and procedures is enlarged in size as well as and detailing. So it helps to achieve precisely what the purchase function to deliver. Almost everyone in every department likes to buy the items he uses. The results in difficulties in any business, if be it a company, be it a home, in activity which is related to getting something is the need of everyone naturally. So the challenge of materials manager to fulfill every function, every department, every people's requirements based on company requirements to achieve certain goals, so as the item they use it and the way they use it, the quality parameters related and the product which is being going in, so as the final price is not getting affected. So this is a big challenge for a materials manager. There are difficulties to achieve it, but if the procedures and manuals help to achieve it more effectively. Usual procedures in writing the manual is how do we write a procedures appropriately as a manual to determine what is being done. Look at the elements which involved to achieve an activity is stepped out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in detail. To describe each operation in writing and start giving a shape to each and every activity in a form of a sentence or statements. And existing procedures are analyzed critically and then modified to fit the goal. Once it is done, go and review consistently, is anything is missing or anything to be modified, please suitably do the amendments. So by this process we are in detailed understanding of the objective of materials function, so as to deliver what is the effective materials management and managing our primary and secondary objective and achieving the overall company objective. Thank you so much.